Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I'm sorry, unless you hopped a red-eye to Jersey, and while you were there, you bought a Mega Millions ticket.
Yep.
You didn't become a billionaire. Sorry about that.
Yeah, one ticket sold in New Jersey, $1.130 billion is that one ticket's value.
So what is that, you think, after tax? $600 million?
Yeah, something
so
like that.
Your life's pretty much changed forever.
Well, forever. It was so funny because yesterday when I was buying my Mega Millions ticket and I was talking to the clerk and he said, you know what? I'll just take a million. I said, I know when you win a prize like that, you really should share it with several people because who needs that much money? Nobody needs that much money.
I can't spend it all. I could use it. I got a lot of bills.
Oh my God. John, if you had won after taxes, let's say $500 million, mm-hmm. you wouldn't share that with your entire family?
Oh, sure. Yes, I would.
And some friends?
That's part of it. But I wouldn't,
and some friends?
I wouldn't share like the ticket though. The ticket's mine. The money's mine. I will dole out to whom I decide to dole it out to. But yeah, sure. I take care of my mom. I take care of my sisters. I take care of my daughters.
Yeah.
I give you a little slice. You've been dealing with me for a long time.
It's costing them money if you do it that way. Because if you gift them over $17,000, you got to pay taxes.
You think about this way more than I do. In fact, I was thinking about this. You were so kind over the weekend when you were doing your appearance at Eastbound to pass out 10 Mega Million tickets to the first 10 people that came and said hello to you.
Yes.
Anybody win money on those tickets?
No.
So you basically took a $10 bill out and you burned it. So let me ask you this. In your history of being alive, in the history of Tammy.
Yes.
How much money have you wasted on lottery tickets? What do you think?
I don't know. I know.
What do you buy a week?
Oh, I don't always buy every week. It just depends. Yeah, I have to feel it. Like the other day when I was buying my Mega Millions, for whatever reason, this scratcher just caught my eye. So I bought it and I won $100.
I know you. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know you. I know you hate waste.
Right.
And I know you're glossing over my question because you don't really want to think about it. But
if you
can, how much money could you have put into a college fund or a dream vacation destination for you and your husband someday if you never bought a lottery ticket?
Yeah, I don't know, John.
Thousands?
I have no idea. Let's just say I've won $2,000. I don't know. You don't know, John. I don't care. It's the fun value. It's just like when I go to a casino. If I leave a casino and I leave like $20 down and I was in playing for 2 hours, that's $10 an hour for fun. I'm totally into that.
Speaking of which, did you come out ahead when you left Viejas on Saturday Sunday morning?
We were a whole $17 down.
Right.
So for the 2 hours that we spent in the casino, that's cheap entertainment, you know?
Good way of looking at it.
I don't know.
One person in California won $1 million yesterday.
Yeah, someone in Van Nuys bought bought a winning $1 million ticket. But tonight is the Powerball, which is $850 million. You can't scoff at that jackpot.
You are a maniac. And let me just remind you, if you're new to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, Tammy has an entire plan. She's got lottery lawyers lined up. She's got a select group of people, one of which I think is still me.
You come and go on the list.
Who she's going to make rich, change their lives as well. Yes. So that's the kind of person that she is.
It's a group effort.
When she wins, not if in Tammy's mind, but when she wins.
Just buy one ticket. Just spend $2. Don't be spending $20 because it doesn't change your odds because the odds are so astronomical.
Why burn $20 when you can just burn $2
right.
is what Tammy's trying to say. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Man, it's good to be back. So tired of talking to myself and my dog at my house. I mean, I love Roger, but man, not the conversationalist. Let's put it that way. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to Legoland, you and your family. 833-287-1037. Take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and win or lose, you're going to Legoland. Win, you got $100 to spend on lottery tickets if you want to. That's 100 lottery tickets. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Can you imagine hanging out at Waterfront Park? You got the harbor behind you, the skyline of beautiful San Diego, America's finest city in the back, and you're sitting there playing cornhole with Scotty McCreery, American Idol champion and multi-platinum recording artist? Not bad.
Not bad.
A bad Saturday.
And you know what? Scotty McCreery is like, if you think about country artists, he's one that you could see being at your backyard barbecue.
Right on,
man, that's Scotty.
Sure.
He and his wife, they're great. They got a new baby. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't trust him with the grilling because, you know, but I bet he's a pretty good cornhole player. He's an athlete. Guy was a high school baseball player. I bet he gets pretty serious about his cornhole playing.
What's even better than that is the fact that you get to take home that cornhole set when you're done playing with Scotty, and he's going to autograph it for you. Now, if you like being serenaded, how about going up on Lee Bryce's bus, sitting down, opening up a beverage, and having him play some music for you? That's going to happen, too. Someone is going to get this amazing Boots in the Park backyard barbecue experience thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers.
We cannot wait for Boots in the Park. It is a week from this Saturday. Thomas Rhett, Lee Bryce, Scotty McCreery, Low Cash. Red Akins is going to be there as well. Red Akins, who is not only a very established singer-songwriter in his own right, big 90s country guy, but he's also the father of Thomas Rhett, who looks like his brother, by the way.
I know.
Did Rhett Akins have Thomas Rhett when he was 7? Is that even possible? Because he looks like his brother.
I know. He really looks good. And I haven't seen Rhett Akins in so long. I'm going to dig out some photos I have with him when he first was coming out that I have when I was interviewing him back in Nashville a long time ago. I want to pull those out and we'll compare how much we've changed. He hasn't changed much at all.
That's not fair.
I know it's
not fair.
That is not fair.
So he's going to do his own set, but pretty sure that he's going to jump on stage with his son as well, right?
I would hope so.
Man, he must be so proud. Can you imagine?
No.
That's got to be a pretty cool dad-son moment. Anyway, we've got the ultimate Boots in the Park experience for you as well. You can get to KSON.com and sign up for that. It's brought to us, driven by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. By the way, Tam and I are going to be spending some time at the San Diego County Toyota dealers booth at Boots in the Park. We'd love to meet you and say hello to you and thank you for listening to us and take a look at some brand new Toyotas as well. So please get to Boots in the Park next Saturday at Waterfront Park.
And get to KSON.com to sign up to win the Boots in the Park backstage barbecue.
Speaking of our headliner, here is Thomas Rhett along with Riley Green and half of me, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Can you picture having a net worth of $219 million and still fear failure? Kenny Chesney is that guy. This is shocking to us.
I'm terrified of being complacent and failure. We always get into a stadium market on a Friday. And on a Friday after soundcheck, I'll go to the very top and sit just by myself. I want to be grateful for what's happened. It's a way for me to emotionally and mentally measure how far it is to down here. Because I know what it looks like from the stage to up there, but if I'm going to get close to connecting with his people, I got to have their perspective.
And you know, it's true, John, that some people, you've heard of all kinds of people who had lots of money and they've lost it all. That fear of failure, the complacency, I totally understand where that's coming from. And he just seems like such a perfectionist and, let's be honest, workaholic, that I understand why he feels that way.
Maybe that's how you have to be successful as he is. He's sold more than 30 million records, has a net worth of $219 million, mm-hmm. and still wonders, man, are people going to show up?
Well, I get that. I met Kenny Chesney when he very first started. I was in Nashville for CMA Fest, which used to be called Fanfare. Kenny Chesney and I are about the same age, but he looked like he was a little kid going to country music camp when I first met him. And if you look at his signature from when I first met him to his signature now, it looks like a little kid signature compared to the adult celebrity.
That's hilarious. That's a really interesting point. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not used to signing your name as much as you do, so you kind of have that, like, oh, here you go. Like, you're writing a check or something.
Yes,
exactly. Ask your parents what a check is, kids. Yeah.
it's totally true.
And then he has his established, like, Kenny Chesney autograph now. That's a hilarious, that's a really interesting point to bring up. Now, you've brought this up to me in the past. He had hair then. He wasn't buff. He was just kind of like this little guy with this booming baritone.
He was a scrawny kid with some long hair. And
he had long hair.
He had longer hair.
Oh, that's awesome.
Longer hair. Not long, but longer.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't
just
imagine with hair, let alone longer hair.
I know. It's crazy. But yeah, I can't wait to see him when he comes to SoFi Stadium July 20th. I was supposed to go the year of COVID when it canceled that one. I was supposed to go with my best friend, Darcy. So we're just excited. And I've never been to a show at SoFi, so this will be exciting for me.
All right. Kenny Chesney is coming to town in July. We gave out tickets all last week during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. So bring the picture of you and Kenny Chesney. Maybe you'll get to see him.
Who knows?
Wouldn't it be great to have another signature next to his old signature with his, like, his little penmanship class Kenny Chesney writing, as opposed to now the big star Kenny Chesney?
It's so cute, too, because when artists first start like that, or they did anyway, you know, they write a lot of things like, thank you so much for loving my music, you know, because it's all new to them. It's just, it's absolutely darling. And this song is fitting, too, that we're going to, Kenny Chesney's I Go Back.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tomorrow is Christmas Day, birthday, whatever day that you love, Halloween, 4th of July, all rolled into one for me. Padres home opener against the San Francisco Giants. I know last week the season officially started for us, but nobody else cared about that except us in LA. This is the real season opener. It starts tomorrow, and we cannot wait to hang with you all day if you want to.
And, you know, here's the thing. You were talking about it being like your birthday or Christmas Day. You could walk away with an autographed baseball if you come to our Padres home opener party that is happening at Altitude Sky Lounge at the Marriott Gaslamp Quarter. And thanks to Estrella Jalisco, we have an autographed baseball. We have
it's tickets. autographed by the Padres, by the way. We should clarify that. It's not autographed by, like, us and the guy that cooks over at the altitude skyline.
I assumed people knew that's what that meant.
Just want to clarify, Tammy. We have to clarify these things in 2024.
And we'll also have tickets for future games to give away as well. And if you don't have tickets for the game, that's cool because you can still hang out there and watch the game.
There's a lot going on downtown. Opening day is such a historically fun day to be downtown in Gaslamp around Petco Park. And this is just upping the ante, literally, because you're going to be at the Altitude Sky Lounge, okay? One of the coolest places to hang anyway. And as Tammy mentioned, no ticket, no problem. Watch the game from altitude. I mean, it really doesn't get better than that.
We'll be there from 11 until 1. And again, if you want to stay and hang out, are you staying to watch the game, John, or do you have tickets to the game?
That is undecided as of yet. I've been put on a list.
Oh.
Let's put it that way.
Oh, you're on a list.
We have a certain amount of tickets allotted here at the radio station. As you probably know, our sister station, 97.3 The Fan, is the Padres' flagship station. Every pitch, every inning, every game you can hear with Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr., my close personal friend and fantasy football colleague. What?
Nothing. Close personal friend. Okay.
Yeah, don't ask him about that. I don't think he still knows who I am.
He's that fantasy football guy.
He's the guy that bothers me all the time. The moral of the story is, Tammy, either way, I'm going to watch the game, either in Petco Park or in Altitude Sky Lounge with all you. Again, a chance to win a signed baseball and tickets to a game. I mean, baseball's back, baby. And I got to tell you, I like the looks of this team. I like the sounds of what I'm hearing about the clubhouse being tighter and communication being better. Maybe it's a smokescreen. I don't think it is. I think the passing of Mr. Siegler has brought this team closer together. I really, really do. I'm positive.
Good.
This is rare for
me. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Of course, if they lose on Thursday.
Yeah. It's the worst day ever.
We'll see you tomorrow, 11-1, Altitude Sky Lounge for our Padres pregame right before the home opener. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Right now, get you on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. Get you and your family to Legoland. Win or lose, you're going to Legoland. Win, you'll have $100 as well. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. Chris Young and Kane Brown and Famous Friends, but I'm still blown away. Very impressed by Chris Young's performance at KSON's Country Fest. The fact that he could even perform at all is impressive.
Well, guys, my back is still killing me, but shout out to Callie. Y'all were so, so amazing. Thank you so much for hanging with me and understanding that I threw my back out and had to play these three shows, especially when my album is launching. Thank you to everyone that's gotten a copy of this, downloaded it, streamed it, whatever. I love you guys. Thank you so very much.
Oh, poor guy. That was why Chris Young, obviously, he acknowledged it during his show at Country Fest, was sitting down. What you might not have known was he was wheeled to the stage.
Yes.
He could barely even move. I can't imagine how he's even laughing in this video because he's clearly in agonizing pain still.
Yeah.
And can you even imagine? It's so important, even more so now, when an artist releases a new record, promotion, push that record. And doing so in live performances. Chris Young put out a record on Friday, played Bakersfield Friday, played our Country Fest on Saturday, played Temecula on Sunday with agonizing, can't even walk back pain because he had no choice. He had to. This poor guy. And all he wants to do is not move and get medicated and get his back fixed. I have so much empathy for him. I'm very impressed. I liked Chris Young before, but the fact that he didn't cancel, because he couldn't cancel. He's like, I got to do this.
Yeah, I was so impressed. His work ethic was incredible. And everyone was so good to him, understanding what was going on. And I love what somebody wrote here. The pain in your eyes on Saturday. I felt so bad for you. Kudos for coming out and doing the show. But damn, you could not have been having a good time.
No, that's all I kept thinking. In fact, his people came up to us before the show. Backstage, we're doing all the interviews. We're interviewing all the artists. They're like, listen, there might be a chance that Chris can't do the interview. We're both like, are you kidding?
Yeah, we're not going to make him do an interview.
No. Mm-mm. Do whatever you need to do to get on stage, man. And by the way, now I feel like the biggest softy in the world having to call in sick Monday and yesterday.
I poked at you a little bit Monday and yesterday, but just a little bit. Because it's true. When your throat is that raw, you can't talk, you can't do your job anyway. But Chris Young did perform, and he'd put on one hell of a show.
with a broken back. Yeah, thanks, Tam.
I love you. I'm sorry.
You know how much I hate being sick anyway and how a horrible patient I am anyway.
Oh, yes.
So throw that into the mix. You know, Chris Young, basically paralyzed, did his whole show. Tell me he climbed the scaffolding too like Russell Dickerson did, right? He swing from the rafters.
I'm like, my throat hurts.
Okay, I get it. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Kiara in Ramona. Good morning, Kiara.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing much better. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I am doing well.
Perfect. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you leave the studio, please?
I certainly can. Good luck, honey.
Kiara, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Kiara, a former Price is Right producer, says the show is prepared if a contestant pees their pants. What is the famous phrase said to the audience members who are selected to go to contestants' row?
Oh, I have no idea.
Kenny Chesney turned 56 yesterday. What do they call Kenny's fan base?
I don't know. I'm not doing very well.
The floating door that saved Kate Winslet in Titanic sold for $718,750 at a recent auction. In that movie, Kate's character was saved from the chilly Atlantic Ocean. What ocean is the biggest in the world?
Yeah, Atlantic. I don't know.
Jennifer Grey also had a birthday yesterday. She is known as Baby in Dirty Dancing, but she's also Jeannie, the sister of this legendary movie character in what movie?
Don't know.
And finally, a 36-year-old woman had to stay awake during brain surgery to remove a tumor, and she passed the time singing Taylor Swift songs to the nurses. Her daughters are huge fans, and it made her feel like they were in the operating room with her. This is one of the songs that she sang. What is it?
I don't know. I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan.
Well, all right. Kiara, I'm striking out with you, aren't I? Let's get Tammy back in, shall we? So, Kiara, besides not studying your Hollywood pop culture, what are you doing today?
I am currently at work working on a paper for school.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important stuff. What are you studying?
I'm going for nursing.
Oh, well, that's even more important. Good. Well, you got bigger fish to fry than this stupid game.
Right.
And that's probably why Kiara got 0 out of 5 today.
Oh, Kiara.
I know.
Tammy, a former Price is Right producer, says the show is prepared if a contestant pees their pants. Good to know. What is the famous phrase said to the audience members who are selected to go to contestants' row?
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
It's 1-0. Kenny Chesney turned 56 yesterday. What do they call Kenny's fan base?
What is Kenny's? Hang on. No Shoes Nation.
Yeah. One of my favorite names for a fan base, by the way.
Yeah.
All respect to the Deadheads or
the
Swifties.
The Church Choir.
Church Choir is a good one, too. Yeah. But No Shoes Nation is a pretty good name. 2-0, Tammy. Tammy, the floating door that saved Kate Winslet in Titanic sold for $718,000 and change at a recent auction. In that movie, Kate's character was saved from the chilly Atlantic. What ocean is the biggest in the world?
The Pacific.
That is exactly right. 3-0, Tammy. Tammy, Jennifer Grey also had a birthday yesterday. She's known as Baby in Dirty Dancing, but she's also Jeannie, the sister of this legendary movie character in what movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
4-0, Tammy. And finally, a 36-year-old woman had to stay awake during brain surgery to remove a tumor, and she passed the time singing Taylor Swift songs to the nurses. Her daughters are huge fans, and it made her feel like they were in the operating room with her. It's sweet.
Isn't it wild when they do brain surgery that you have to be awake?
Oh,
so
I got
it. But your brain doesn't have any nerves in it. It doesn't
have
feelings.
Still, No. Seriously, I mean, okay, I don't want to think about it. This is one of the songs that she sang. What song is it?
Oh, man.
I'll give you a clue. She did not sing it at her L.A. show. I don't think she did. I don't think she... No, she didn't. Did she? Well, my daughter's going to sing that to me.
I can't even think of what song that is. Okay.
It is Fearless. See, Kiara? Tammy gets it wrong once in a while, too.
Much as me.
So today we finished with a score of 4-1. Tammy, Kiara, obviously no money in your future from Tammy, but we got a great prize for you.
Kiara, you now have 4 tickets to Legoland, California, where you can discover Dino Valley.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right, Kiara, thank you so much. Enjoy your day. Good luck on that paper. Before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Kiara Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You want a hot dog? Do you want a hot dog, miss?
No, thank you. Be nice to you. I really don't. Okay, give me a hot dog.
Sorry, give her a hot dog. Have you ever had one before?
A hot dog?
At the ballpark.
I believe I have.
Okay, good.
The best place to have a hot dog is at the ballpark.
I can smell it right now.
The best place. Swear to God. I don't know why. They taste the best at ballpark.
100%. I have had the pleasure so far this year of already having a ballpark hot dog when I went to go to see our San Diego Padres take on the Chicago Cubs in Arizona for spring training. Mm-hmm. And it was even better because it was at Chicago's ballpark. So I had a Chicago dog, which is, by the way, the best hot dog in the history of time.
So, John, would you consider yourself a hot dog expert, a connoisseur of hot dogs?
You know what? I do believe I am. I appreciate when I bite into a wiener, if it's done right, that skin kind of pops and the juice. What? What are you laughing at me for?
Just the way you said that. Anyway, here's the thing. I have a great temp job for you. Someone is looking to hire a wiener connoisseur. And your job is to visit all 30 Major League ballparks and check out the hot dogs at each one.
They're paying for this?
Yes.
I would pay to do that.
But this is the thing. They don't care how good the hot dogs are. That's irrelevant. What they want to know is who has the biggest hot dogs. They want you to measure each weenie to see which Major League club has the biggest and the smallest. Then you also have to weigh it. How heavy is it?
What do you, and, you bring your own hot dog scale with you?
Yeah, you don't have to pay for all the wieners yourself. Not only are they going to cover the cost of that, they're going to buy the game tickets. They're going to take care of your travel. And you get $2,500 plus a $500 gift card for the from the MLBShop.com.
So I'm at the ballpark. I'm measuring the weight and the girth.
Yes.
Does that
length?
I mean,
diameter
there's
and weight.
So many things to joke about.
That's
here.
What they want to know.
Is it just the wiener itself, or is it the bun? Is it everything included?
Well, I would think if it's for the wieners, it would be that. Here's the deal. All you have to do is apply online.
Oh my God, this is my
dream
job.
Write a short pitch for why you're the most qualified person to measure wieners. Come on, John. This has got to be your job. This has got to be you.
I mean, again, there's so much material here.
They want to find the biggest wiener in Major League Baseball.
Well, I mean, who doesn't? I'm going to do this. Going to apply for this.
You better. You'll do the show from the road. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. I'll come back like 70 pounds heavier. I'll be so happy.
You can go back to SD Fat Loss and lose it all.
I'll
so you'll be fine.
So, so happy. Going to every ballpark is a fantasy anyway.
Yes.
You're
going
to have a hot dog anyway.
Yes.
I mean, why not take out your food scale and measure the weight and girth of your wiener?
And length.
Don't forget length. It's so important.
It's very important.
And it sure is. One time, I was with my buddy. We were at Miller Park in Milwaukee watching a Milwaukee Brewers game, because Tam and I used to live in Wisconsin, after all. And we had a footlong. We both took our footlongs down to our seats and, you know, made quick use of them. And we were getting up to go get another hot dog. And we looked at each other and we said, are we really going to eat 2 feet of hot dogs?
Yes. And yes, you will.
And we did.
Good.
And you know what?
Good. Because it's America.
I don't use the word champion very often. But that day, we were champions, my friend.
You were.
We were champions.
You are going to apply for this, right?
Well, I just got your email sending me the application. So, yes, I am applying for it.
I love it.
Don't mind me. I'm just weighing my wiener.
I am a wiener connoisseur, after all.
John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON. In a world of March Madness brackets, do those who know nothing about basketball do better than those who know something about basketball? I'm not going to say I'm an expert, but I do watch college basketball, which makes me a huge expert next to you two who don't watch a lick of any college basketball, correct?
I haven't seen a single bounce, score, nothing.
You had not been interested in any March Madness games?
No.
It's the best sports tournament in the world.
Jessica, have you caught even part of a game?
Is that an actual question you're asking me?
Well, I didn't know.
I mean, let's be real.
I'm excited that San Diego State is still in.
Yeah, yes. They're playing their best basketball this season. Perfect timing in which to do so. Remember, they went to the finals last year. Mm-hmm. You were interested then.
I have them winning the whole thing.
Oh, I mean, what do I? Listen, I was about to disparage that, but what the heck do I know? So, actually, let's see how we're doing so far.
Uh-huh.
We always do this every year just to see how stupid actually having knowledge of college basketball is when it comes to your March Madness brackets.
I mean, producer Jessica and I picked Gonzaga because we think it sounds like Gorgonzola cheese, so that was the reason why we picked that.
Sure.
It's my favorite kind of cheese.
Yes, but they're still in.
So, how many teams do you guys have left in the Sweet 16? There are 16 teams playing still, out of which, how many do you still have?
Tammy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You have 12.
I have 12.
Producer Jessica, how many teams do you have left?
I have 11.
You have 11. I also have 11.
Okay.
So, okay, I feel a little bit better about that, but I just, my daughter called me up yesterday. She goes, Dad. I'm like, what's up? What's going on? You're so excited. I'm destroying everybody in the women's bracket.
Nice.
She's in charge of the pool at her office.
Oh, okay.
And she just used, we have a family bracket going as well, so she just used the bracket that she picked for our family league.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Dad, I think I've got 2 games wrong the entire tournament so far.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing is what it is. By the way, is anybody going to get any work done tomorrow? Padres home opener.
Oof.
And then the Aztecs play shortly after, I think 4:30 or something like that. It's going to be a great day to completely blow off work tomorrow. Oh, I mean, just saying.
They're closing our office at like 10, I think, tomorrow.
You can thank me for that.
Why?
Because I'm a member of the newly established culture committee here in our building, and we decided we need to do more group outings. So we have invited everybody in the building, I'm sorry, on our floor, I should say. Don't get excited, floors 1 through 5. But on our floor, to get out to one of the pre-parties that we're having. We're having ours at the Altitude Bar. That's atop the Gaslamp Marriott location. And you can watch the game right from there, by the way. Mm-hmm. We'll be there from 11 to 1. We got an autographed baseball to give away, Padres tickets to give away. So, yeah, we're all going down there to hang out and have a great time. And we invite you to do so as well. And then why not catch the Aztecs afterwards?
Yeah,
a perfect day of sports.
You might not even go home. You just stay downtown, watch the Padres and the Aztecs. Do you have a friend downtown you can crash on their couch?
I've got a couple. That's actually a pretty good idea, Tam.
Okay.
Enjoy tomorrow. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I've told the story on the air before, but I just want to share it again because I'm so excited about tomorrow. I hope I can get back to 100% by tomorrow, but even 70%, John, is going to be enjoying the San Diego Padres home opener. When I started out in radio, I started out in very small towns. I wasn't the big talent that Tammy was. I had to work my way up. And my goal when I was in these small towns was to eventually work in a city where I could get done with my show and drive to watch an afternoon baseball game. That was my dream.
Right. And not drive 3 hours, which is like a perfect day for you. Host a very funny morning show and then go off and enjoy a baseball game. And you're home before dinner.
In my town, where I have a job entertaining people. That was my dream. So the first time I ever had to go work, to go attend a San Diego Padres home opener appearance, I'll never forget. It was at the Dragon Den, which is now gone, across from Petco Park. And I was driving to the park, and I literally, I know this sounds flaky, got very emotional driving down because it dawned on me, oh my God, this is what I always dreamed of. And it was happening. And I'm still as excited about home openers every year as I was that first. And that was 13 years ago now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be so much fun tomorrow. We'd love for you to join us. You have an opportunity to walk away with an autographed baseball or Padres tickets. We are going to be throwing a party. Thanks to Estrella Jalisco, 11 to 1 at Altitude Sky Lounge at the Marriott in the Gaslamp Quarter. And we want to hang out and get ready for opening day.
What an incredibly cool location, by the way. If you don't have tickets to the game, and many of you probably don't, you're going down for the atmosphere, the party vibe of opening day. If you don't have tickets to the game, no problem, man, because you can see the game from top of the Altitude Sky Lounge. You can actually look right down onto Petco Park, so you don't need a ticket. You can just hang out with us, maybe win a baseball, maybe win some ball game tickets, definitely see the game while enjoying all the great stuff that the Altitude Sky Lounge has to offer. So we'll see you out there. Plan accordingly. Hydrate accordingly. We don't want any shenanigans. I say shenanigans because I all of a sudden turn into my father.
I thought maybe you'd turn into your grandma.
Yeah, I was going to say, even my dad's like, don't lump me into that group. Cannot wait to see you and get the San Diego Padres season started off in fine fashion. Altitude Sky Lounge atop the Marriott Gaslamp Quarter. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Escondido. Say good morning to Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
Ashley, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Timmy, sorry, you gotta go.
All right, good luck, Ashley.
Ashley, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger revealed he had surgery last Monday to get a pacemaker put in. Arnold was all machine in this movie where he famously says, I'll be back. What's the movie?
The Terminator.
There was an auction recently of Hollywood memorabilia, so let's play the high-low game. The floating door that saved Kate Winslet in Titanic sold for $300,000. Is that too high or too low?
It's too low.
A former Price is Right producer says the show is prepared if a contestant pees their pants. What? Quote, there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case. Who is the host of Price is Right?
Drew Carey.
Kenny Chesney had a birthday yesterday. Who's older, Kenny or Garth?
Garth.
And finally, actor Michael Imperioli turned 58 yesterday. He was a main actor on The Sopranos, famously killed by his uncle, Tony Soprano. What was his first name?
Oh, I don't know.
You just want to guess a name?
No, Mikey.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Ashley, what's your day looking like today?
Oh, heading into work.
What do you do?
I'm a service coordinator for ADT.
Oh, okay. Tam, Ashley today did 4 out of 5.
Wow, nice job.
Well done.
Thanks.
Arnold Schwarzenegger revealed he had surgery last Monday to get a pacemaker put in. Arnold was all machine in this movie where he famously says, I'll be back. What's the movie?
Yes, just like that. The Terminator.
Hey, I'm looking for Sarah Connor. She's not here? Okay, I'll be back. That was the original take. And they said, you know what? It's just not fearsome enough.
Yeah.
Try a different angle, bro. 1-to-1. Just cracking myself up over here. There was an auction recently of Hollywood memorabilia, so let's play the high-low game. The floating door that saved Kate Winslet in Titanic sold for $300,000. Too high or too low?
I'm going to say that's too low.
Way too low. $718,750. What are you going to do with a door?
I don't know. I guess you display it. It's kind of like a piece of artwork, because what do people talk about with the Titanic more than anything? That damn door.
I hope the owner
was
of that door.
Was there room for Leo?
Right? It's 2-2. A former Price is Right producer says the show is prepared, wait for it, if a contestant pees their pants.
Okay.
There were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case. Oh.
So if we ever see anybody with sweats on the show, we know what happened.
Yeah. Right? Somehow between winning and then spinning the big wheel, they've got sweats on.
Plinko! Oh.
Who's the host of Price is Right?
Now it is Drew Carey.
That's right. 3-3, Ashley knew that. Kenny Chesney had a birthday yesterday. Who's older, Kenny or Garth?
Garth.
Garth is 62. Kenny's just 56, 4-4. And finally, actor Michael Imperioli turned 58 yesterday. He was a main actor on The Sopranos, famously killed by his uncle Tony Soprano. What was his first name?
Oh, I know the name of the actor, but I can't picture who that is. And I don't know all the characters' names. Let's just go with Dominic.
Are you kidding me? No, you're wrong.
Oh.
It's Christopher. Michael Imperioli was seen in New York with his son recently, and some guy on a scooter goes by him, filming on his phone, of course. Say, hey, Sopranos guy, what's up? Michael Imperioli doesn't acknowledge him because he's having a moment with his son, and come on. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And the guy puts it on, and now Michael Imperioli is getting ragged for not acknowledging his fans. Like, No one can win. Ashley didn't know either, so today we finish with a tie, 4-4. Ashley, unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy. However, we got a great prize for you.
You have four tickets to discover Dino Valley, where the Lego dinosaurs roam, open at Legoland California Resort.
Awesome, I'll take it. My daughter will be so excited.
Of course, Ashley, enjoy that so much. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
I'm going to preface this by saying I know I'm going to sound grumpy. I'm not trying to, but I just have to vent.
Oh, sure. Okay. Go ahead.
In fact, this might be a very special version of.
And that's all I need to know about you.
It's been a while. You know when. So I've been out sick for the last couple of days. Horrible sore throat. Other things, too. I don't want to gross you out. It's been, you know, a thing. But yet. You know, I not to sound mood, but I don't have anybody to go run out and get things
sure,
for
you
me.
You live alone. So and Roger the puppy can't drive.
Oh man, I've tried. But no, he just can't grasp the whole, you know, steering wheel,
opposable
shifting gears.
I have not, Father.
I know. So I had to go to CVS to pick up some things. And you know when you're not feeling well, everything irritates you anyway, and all you want to do
is just get your stuff and get back home.
Just get back into your bed or out of your couch and get under your covers and just feel better with the things that you needed to get. So I dragged myself to CVS. First of all, horrible time of day to do so because all the workers who work in the industrial area of Carlsbad are going down Camino or El Camino Real to get to the 78.
Okay.
So the
heavy traffic.
Okay. Ridiculous.
That's annoying in its own right.
Ridiculous thinking on my part. So I'm mad at myself anyway. Finally get to CVS. Literally a 5-minute drive from my house took me 25 minutes to get there. So I finally get there. I grab the stuff I need to get. I'm waiting patiently for... I'm waiting impatiently to check out. And there's nobody behind the counter checking out, but they've got those self-checkouts. Fine, whatever. I kind of prefer that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One out of three... is working. The other two are blinking that they're not working. There's a woman who's using the one that's operational, and that's not working right. And I'm like, I just want to go home. Please just let me go home. I don't feel well. And finally, this poor CVS employee is running around looking for someone to help fix these self-counters.
Yes.
Comes running up, and he's like, I can help somebody over here. This guy comes out of nowhere. Like I'm invisible.
Uh-huh.
Walks right by me, puts his stuff on the counter. I'm like, excuse me.
Yes.
He's like, what? I said, there's a line. He's like, I'm just checking my stuff out. I'm like, yeah, but there's a line.
Yes.
He looks at me like, I don't exist.
Wow.
And I'm waiting for the CVS guy to throw me a bone saying that guy was there first. But I can't blame him. This kid, maybe 18, freaking out.
Already so frazzled.
Right. And CVSs are always jammed, right?
Yes. And I like how he said, I'm just checking out because none of you else were trying to check out. Like, what the hell?
I just don't understand.
It just is so dumb.
And I've clearly got my things in my hand. I was trying to even appear more frail.
That's funny.
Now, I did try to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I took a look at what he had checking out. Maybe he was in a huge hurry.
Sure.
Maybe there's a sick relative at home.
Right, or maybe
that
it was
needs
like
these
diarrhea medicine or something.
Okay.
You're like, oh God, he's got to have it now.
Believe me, I get that. Bottle of wine.
Sometimes there is wine emergencies, let me tell you.
Not when you're sick. Not when you're you want to do is get home.
I had a complete different experience yesterday. I had to stop and I had to get some jarred sauce, and as I was bagging up my stuff, I turned around and knocked one of the sauce jars onto the ground.
Oh no.
Shattered everywhere, right?
Sauce everywhere.
Yeah, and I went, ugh. I was wearing brand new shoes that are white with the silver sparkles. Yeah. It's only the second time I've ever worn them in my life, and I thought, oh man, I just ruined them. And not one thing got on me. Not one. And I thought the employees were going to be very upset because they had to come clean it up. And the one woman's like, no problem. And then all of a sudden this guy's there and he's got this little vacuum thing and he's like, oh, I got something for the spot. And I'm like, can I get another jar? And she goes, well, of course, you paid for it. Everyone was super nice and friendly and I broke something. What the hell?
So you had the exact opposite experience of what I had.
I know. Isn't
that
weird?
Weren't even sick. And you had sparkly shoes.
What we've learned is, once again, Tammy is the favorite of the world.
I mean, it's bad enough you're favorite at work, but favorite in the world? Just in the way you live?
I swear it's all true. Anyone who was at the Vons yesterday here in Sara Mesa knows if they were in line with me, they know what happened. I'm sorry.
Poor John.
Thank you, poor producer John. Jessica.
We need to have like an international Be Nice to John Day.
Yes, I think we do. I think we do.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Now the Country Fest is gone. Gone. Sounds so dire. Now the Country Fest has come and gone.
Next up is Boots in the Park. And remember, if you want to play cornhole with Scotty McCreery, take the cornhole game home afterwards that he's going to sign and get on the bus with Lee Bryce. Go to KSON.com and sign up for that backstage barbecue.
That sounded kind of sordid. Get on the bus and listen to Lee Bryce play some music for you. Yes. Have a drink. There's a lot of you that want to get on the bus with Lee Bryce.
Then after that, man, it is going to be Stagecoach time.
Have you guys... Already, this is a stupid question, but you've already got your wardrobes planned for Stagecoach yet?
Not everything, just some things. Jess,
guys, it's completely stressing me out, and it's all I can think about at this point. I don't know what to do.
Maybe reassign your priorities?
It's probably
She has a lot of things that she's got to worry about other than clothes for Stagecoach. I get that.
I was thinking about this yesterday. Dude, it's the desert. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hot. You're in a trailer all day, literally 10 people see you the entire time. But then I remembered, every time we take a step, we got to take a picture, which mm-hmm. is part of the job. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining. That's why we have to worry about what we wear. I'm not going to wear, you know what, T-shirt and shorts. Better be comfort. Maybe a tank top. Nice little, maybe crop top.
Okay. I will give you $100 if you wear a crop top one whole day at stage.
No, I don't have that kind of self-esteem. I wish I had that kind of security to walk around with my gut hanging out, but I just don't. You're lucky I'm not wearing a myrtle right now, a man girdle.
Could you imagine John in a crop top?
Yes, that's why I'm offering to pay him $100.
Last year, one of our colleagues was there, and the dude's like 6'4", mm-hmm. totally jacked.
Yeah.
Six-pack pie and eight-pack.
Yes.
You know, and
he
walked around.
Away with it.
Calm down over there. It's my story. No, I will not be wearing a crop top. Okay. Perhaps a comfortable muumuu.
I'll pay $100 for the muumuu.
They sell them in the back section of CVS near my house, by the way. They're like the way old person section.
Okay, so you get to pick muumuu or crop top. Either way, you're getting $100, John.
Can you imagine? I walk around the beret in a muumuu, like, hey, what's up? I'd be really comfortable.
Where did the beret come in?
I just went all... There was an episode of The Simpsons when Homer Simpson gained a ton of weight. He just ate whatever he wanted and walked around with a muumuu and a beret. Gosh. That's what I pictured in my head right now.
All right, okay. Get through that picture. I just want to remind everyone to sign up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach because Greg's going to hopefully read your name at 11:30. And when you're at Stagecoach, you're going to see this artist. Here's Bailey Zimmerman and Where It Ends, John and Tammy. I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the muumuu with the beret. They don't even belong together.
Muumuu beret? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
parts.